Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know what? My memory is shot, and I don't think it's just the tumor. I don't think it's my probable future Alzheimer's. I think it's my fucking phone. My entire history is crammed onto this tiny hunk of circuitry. All of human history, and it's all too much. So what do? We gotta delete stuff to move on. We gotta let some stuff go. We gotta empty the trash, right? And where does it go when we forget it? It goes into the cloud. It goes into a corporate maw. It goes into the NSA. It used to be that in the future, we would all be famous for 15 minutes. But I think in the future, we pray we will be anonymous for 15 minutes. Anybody documenting this? Come on, record it, post it, back this shit up. Otherwise, how are we gonna remember it? How are we gonna remember anything? What do, kids?
We fetishize the past
and
over-curate the present
because
we've been cheated out of a future.
Raise up your devices and let us pray.
We remember.
And if my body is evaporated sensations, each thought a thwarted desire, is my tremendous only narration for a world that's lit up on fire.
Empathy than people who read the news.
I read that on HuffPo and it really moved me.
ADD, forgetfulness, anxiety, forgetfulness, abdominal distress. I think I just forgot my own address. I'm sensitive to pollen, to gluten, to moderation. Might I be a pillar of the Aryan nation? Raise up the demagogue. For only a god is his name. Every time it's called, curse, tag, tweeted, hacked. God forbid, my God is doxed. Jesus Christ, you're here by law.
With lies, great white hope covered in lies. Immigrants steal our erections. Viagra wins re-election. Ambien helps us sleep. Shot fast forward to the cum shot. Delivery system over content. Mr. McLuhan has no comment. Screaming over speaking. Finding over seeking. Patching over mending. Breaking over bending. Lost over trust is revenge over justice. You take New York, I'll stay right here. Lying in waiting. Grip my fear!
Bar, lays down on the floor and dies. Hillary, Braniel, and Melanor, the unholy trinity.
$5,200.
Oh, the pledges are blowing up.
Oh my God, my grinder is blowing up. Is this what it takes to get laid around here?
Anybody good?
Well, grinders can't be choosers out here on the lonely prairie. Am I right, Braniel?
Yeah.
Mignon, I had no idea. I've never seen you on Grindr.
Oh, I have a fake profile.
Like a catfish? Who are you?
I'm an old man.
You are an old soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Grindr is, it can make you feel old. It's exhausting. I would find myself driving 60 miles for a hatchback facial and half a blowjob. Afterwards, I always felt something was missing. Then came America. The person, not the nation. It was the longest relationship I ever had because we never met. Yeah. Skype love. It lasted 2 years, though. America was born a little femboy named Lars in Alaska to a grizzly mom and an oil rigger dad.
They were ashamed of me because I would dress up as a little Inuit girl, and I made up this song about vowing to never let anyone touch me until I was an Inuit woman. I was a tiny appropriator.
At college, Lars transitioned into Lita. But then one day, Lita's ethics professor referred to her with an inappropriate pronoun. You.
So, I quit school and moved to Hawaii to intern on a Monsanto pot farm.
That's a thing?
Yeah. And I finally let someone touch me. But it was the wrong person. It was like a virtual reality experience for him. His hands were on me, but his eyes saw a Pornhub video.
So she started her own one-woman organic farm.
But I always felt something was missing.
One night, she was doing some acid.
It was a time of exploration.
And she started writing a song.
In the mirror, and I saw a boy. A boy I wanted to fuck. And I realized in that moment that I had transitioned for somebody else, for mom or dad, but not for me. So I decided to ease off the hormones and take the name America.
Because America is not a he, or a she, or a they.
It's we.
We met online about 5 years ago, and we really hit it off. But we could never afford to visit each other. We spent a couple of great years together, though. We wrote songs.
We swam with dolphins at Kahului Beach.
Oh my God, this is beautiful. How was your phone not wet?
Calm down, it's in a Ziploc.
Who's taking this shot? The dolphin?
A Ziploc on a selfie stick on a drone.
We had great sex.
Look at me, look at me.
Yeah. Look at me looking at you.
Look at you fucking me.
I'm looking at me fucking you. I am not as big as that dildo.
I loved making America laugh. Light joints and watch the stars together in slightly different parts of the sky.
Did you know that if you stare at anyone for 3 minutes without breaking eye contact, you fall in love with them?
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Wanna try it?
We're already in love.
Come on.
But we couldn't look at each other at the same time because the camera is at the top of the screen.
Let's take turns.
So we did. And we vowed to invent
a new device, tailor-made
for modern love. I don't know what happened.
But how How could you do that with someone you didn't love? How could you do that?
Because it isn't someone that I love, and I'm not with you.
God, this is fucking bullshit.
I guess we just grew apart.
We don't live in the same
place. Look at me when you're talking to me.
I can't look at you.
You can or you won't. That's how you like it, isn't it? That's why you're with me. Fuck you. Look at me.
Three minutes is a long time. I managed to save a few Skype calls, but most of our correspondence was lost a couple of hard drives ago. But then, North Korea has just threatened to upload every email, text, and private message in the history of communication. Maybe we'll all find each other again in the Kim Jong cloud. I predict a 3-day orgy of panic and nostalgia. Then we'll all just get bored and backfloat on our past like kids bobbing in the Ganges amongst flowers and turds.
Shame.
Well, hi, Mom.
Shame on you, Kian, you're making light of dark babies.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's the last time that I ate. I wondered, aren't you ever going to feed me?
Excuse us, please. Ship, please.
Clear the ramp, guys.
Out of the way. Move. I have to get through.
Why don't you ever feed me?
The angry woman in the wheelchair is my mom, Maeve Mingyi's Mackay.
Excuse me. Get out of the way, you dirty punks.
And the deadpan young woman pushing the chair is...
I don't even know who you are.
You know, I'm going to call you Percepcion.
Really?
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever.
Okay, well, Percepcion takes care of Mom over at Elysian Fields Assisted Living.
Which has no lawn.
She had to drop out of K-State 5 years ago because her parents were undocumented. Honey, I'm not using your real name. I just want people
Christ.
To know this.
Language. Sorry.
That man is hairy. His hair looks like a chicken. Why does he look like
Mom's
a chicken?
Mom's disease has deleted her past. She's emptied the trash. But in return, she's been granted what has eluded generations of swamis and sages. She's achieved now.
Piss off.
Miss Maeve, shortbread.
Ooh. My dad actually had Alzheimer's too, and Percepcion took care of him in his last year.
Yes, I did.
He was very peaceful by then, wasn't he?
He was a doll. Your mom's sweet spot should be coming up any year now.
Oh, now she's on a high horse. She thinks she's Lady Godiva.
Mom, remember Daddy? Your husband, David? He was a beautiful man, wasn't he?
Of course he was, you sissy.
That's not a very nice thing to say to your son.
Well, I'm the virgin.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. Well, how do you explain me?
Even the virgin makes mistakes.
Oh!
I am the virgin.
You know, actually, I played the Virgin Mary at the Benedictine molesting factory you dumped me in at age 9.
Whinge, 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 whinge.
Mom, you'll always win.
David. David.
Yes. Yes, Maeve, it's David.
Oh, David. There are things that only we remember. That only.
Yes, Maeve, there are.
Don't tell Kian.
Time for dinner, Miss Maeve.
Oh, dinner.
Let's go inside.
Yeah, did you meet David?
I know, yes.
This is me playing the Virgin Mary at my all-boys boarding school. It was actually a coveted role. The boy with the prettiest soprano got it. I actually sent this tape to my dad when he was in Vietnam. We exchanged letters on little reel-to-reel tapes. To save money, we'd record on the same tape.
Well, it's the 8th of April, 1972.
And the letters would bleed into each other.
And it's our anniversary. Happy Annie. Hope you're having a good one. I can't believe it's been 8 years. We only have 2 children.
Oh,
person. It was a difficult day for me without you, dear. I can believe it's been 8 years and we've only had two kids.
A little action there in the background.
We've been away from each other.
Don't worry about that, hon. That's miles away.
I remember when his tour of duty was up and he came home. He didn't even call ahead to tell us when he was going to arrive.
Oh my God, David!
Vinton was still at school. But Dad just walked straight past us.
David?
He went right round the back of the house and he sat down on his favorite deck chair.
Oh, you must be so tired.
And he didn't get up for 3 days. Just stared out at the lawn. Mom wept and prayed, and I put a bucket under the chair. And I erected the shower curtain tent to protect him from the elements. At the end of the third day, I was sitting with him shooing off the flies while Mom was out looking for a priest, and suddenly he stood up.
Dad?
He went straight to the guest bathroom and he took an enormous dump. Rolled away the stone, as it were.
Kian.
Yes, Dad?
You can take the tent down now.
Yes, Dad. I missed you so much, Daddy.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm home now.
Oh, my God. David.
David.
Maeve.
There's this kid. I was really excited because...
They spat on the soldiers coming home. They spat.
I know.
Don't you ever leave me again.
And he didn't leave her. But we always missed him, even when he was there.
Well sung, Keith. David, please turn this tape over for further delights.
And the delights...
Track number 3. Sins of the Child.
To land on me?
I'm sorry, Vinton. How often is this gonna happen?
A lot, I hope. Because I missed you.
I missed you too.
Welcome back, Kiki.
Thank you very much. What is... Jesus Christ. The ground is like made of raw meat.
Yeah, this whole planet's made of flesh. I guess it's the planet he deserves.
Who?
It's a surprise.
Well, I don't need another surprise right now, Vinton.
Come with me. He's on the other side. It's a very small planet. Let me be your Virgil. Right this way, Dante.
Is it Dad?
Oh, gosh, no. It's so close, though.
Well, is it somebody we know?
I haven't seen anybody I know in the afterlife except Prince, who remains unknowable. Ah! Here he is.
Mackay.
Father Angus?
No, I'm just going to let you guys talk and catch
Vincent,
up.
Vincent, don't leave me with him.
I will just be over here doing some squats.
Kian David Mackay.
Fuck.
I was just making you one of my famous pizzas. Not much else to do around here. All they give me is this little kitchen, a bit of dough, and a planet made of flesh.
What the hell is that?
A pizza. Looking a bit bare, I'd say. Well, let's throw on a pig's brain, a little intestine, and dot a few eyes over it all.
Jesus Christ.
You could never stomach the Highland fare, could you? A delicate boy you were. An eye cast in your direction could bring color to your cheek.
Yeah, and you cast it, didn't you?
Great Jupiter has risen, and his lovely moons, Europa, Leda, Ganymede.
Funny how it's all the people he raped.
Look at you, Mackay. You're...
dying. Alone.
What is your first memory of death?
Why?
Now, what was the first?
My brother, Fenton.
Hey!
Oh, you can do better.
Well, the woman found in the woods behind the school.
Ah, yes, yes. I recall a student was attempting an act of self-love under the willows.
Yeah, that would have been F. Ward.
And didn't he come across a Mrs. Gallagher, refugee from the local insane asylum?
He sure did come across her because he didn't notice the body under the leaves at his feet.
Bloody hell. Who's there? Who's spying on me? Come out from behind the hedge.
It's only me, Mackay.
Of course it is. Come here, Mackay. Look at this.
What is it?
F. Ward was the coolest kid in school. Nobody knew what the F was for.
Look here. Under the leaves. Brilliant, isn't it?
Kings.
She was covered in his spunk.
It's like the beginning is dripping off the end.
Yeah, I remember we stared at her for a long time, almost touching.
Yes, staring, not touching.
Why are you bringing this up?
Tell me, was F. Ward the first boy you loved?
Yeah, well, no, that would have been Jesus.
Oh, yes, the ultimate bottom.
Wow. Do you remember that F. Ward and I ran away from school? Do you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You remember we were trying to reach this cave by the sea? It was supposed to be a witch's lair, according to legend.
I know the spot.
Well, we were caught before we found it. Do you remember Abbot Thomas flogged us bloody in front of the student body?
Yes.
You remember you snitched to Abbot Thomas because you were jealous?
Kian.
You were jealous that I ran away with him instead of staying with you in
yes.
your moldy little study.
Yes, I was jealous. And you lived.
What the fuck does that mean?
That cave filled up with water at high tide. If you'd slept there, you'd have woken in a watery tomb.
Am I supposed to forgive you or something?
I invited you to my rooms every night.
Yes, you did.
And what happened?
You know what happened.
Do I?
Yes. You were...
Did I touch you? Well, did I? People used to need God. Now they need to have been raped.
You looked at me.
Kian.
You looked at me so fucking hard. So hard that I had to look away. And ever since then, I have been the one who turns away first. From every boy, from every man.
I was not the one who taught you that. There was one before me, wasn't there? Let's be honest, Mackay. You weren't very attractive. You had a crone's beak and the sunken chest of an old man.
What?
But if your body was your future, your mind was a womb. I filled it and left your body in peace. I taught you that those of us who must hide our hearts possess a single advantage. Metaphor.
This is bullshit.
Metaphor is the seed I put in your head. It grew into a sword, and your mind is its sheath.
I'm not fucking...
Remember how we read stories to each other in my rooms?
I do remember that. I remember you read from a memoir of some priest that had been possessed by the devil or whatever his excuse was. I was 10 years old.
Which prepared you for a terrible world.
That was your diary, wasn't it?
Desaad, Burroughs, and niggers with attitude wrote... so they didn't have to do the things they described. Metaphor!
Father Angus, I don't forgive you.
You're not here to forgive. You're here to be forgiven.
Give me a fucking break!
You reported me to Abbot Thomas, who had me defrocked, to deflect attention from his own truly malign indiscretions. I shut myself away, and within a year drank myself into the grave. I forgive you for forgetting, but I forget if I forgave you. I suppose you were only a child wielding a sword, but know that I never touched you, nor anyone else. Come, child. I haven't much time left. Ah, someone's blessed you with the first petal. Allow me to add the second. There. There's room for more.
Father Angus, why? Why didn't I remember?
Time's up. Jupiter approaches.
And I know where you've been.
You do?
Because I've been there. And I want you to know that I was... I want you to know that I...
Yes, Mom?
Oh, I was going to say something that happened to me, but... What was it?
Miss Maeve.
Well, I guess it wasn't that important.
No?
Why else would I have forgotten it?
Let's go inside.
Anthem Homunculus was written and composed by John Cameron Mitchell and Brian Weller, directed by John Cameron Mitchell, executive produced by Howard Gertler and for Topic Studios, Lisa Leingang and Lital Molad, edited by Brian Cates and Ali Muni. Sound designed by Kate Belinsky and Greg Switlowski, and mixed by Greg Switlowski and Timothy Korn. Recording engineers Vincent Cascione and Patrick Deravaz. Associate director Zan Violento. Music director Brian Kavanaugh Strong, music mix by Pat Dillette, casting by Henry Russell Bergstein and Laura Donnelly. Featuring John Cameron Mitchell, Glenn Close, Dennis O'Hare, Alan Mandel, Mari Moriarty, Christopher Hanke, Madeline Brewer, Lorelei Ramirez, Matthew Gilmore Wright, Ty Bauman, Sarah Boatwright, Nicholas Troy, Luke Slattery, Ben Foster, and Carl St. Lucie. Anthem is a production of Little Punk and Topic Studios. For more about the show and soundtrack, go to topic.com/anthem.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.